Good morning. We read from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 and following. So this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind, being darkened to their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you may be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Many of you have heard the old story about the comparison of the frog and the human. Maybe some of you haven't, so I'll refresh you. A certain test concludes that if you put a frog in cold water and turn up the heat slowly, the frog will allow himself to be boiled to death. They only react to sudden changes. Now, we humans have a similar tolerance to slowly changing conditions. The weather might be one example. Easing up to a 40-degree temperature in December is probably a lot easier than having a 40-degree in the middle of July slapped on us. Now, Satan is not stupid. He knows all about our human preferences, and he uses them all to his advantage. Not many years ago, any parent would have rushed to turn off the TV at the first hint of any foul language or any inappropriate behavior between a man and a woman. But nowadays, we rent videos to watch things that it was illegal to film 20 or so years ago. And we buy CDs with lyrics that you couldn't even record 20 or so years ago. Now, how did this all happen? Well, we shouldn't kid ourselves. Sin is things are no more sinful than they were 20 or so years ago. It is just that we have lost some of our Christian sensitivity. Satan has been gradually turning up the heat on us, and we, like foolish frogs, seem to be accepting it as something that's necessary and harmless. The question is, how long until we're boiled alive? Well, we can't jump out of the boiling pot because the whole world around us is sinfully corrupt, and that would be simply like jumping from the hot water into the fire. What then? What do we do? Well, our text hints at it for us. Increase your Christian sensitivity. Is there any doubt that we have been dulled? Many things that used to shock us don't shock us anymore. If some of the things on TV would have suddenly come across the screen 25 years ago, we probably would have been so shocked we might have sold the TV. But little by little, Satan has turned up the heat, and now many of us treat it as a necessary part of life. No, they are not necessary. Just as it is not necessary to hit every pothole on the road, you can go around some of them. For some reason, we have come to the conclusion that we must more or less live exactly as the unbelievers do. We rent the same movies. We watch the same shows. We read the same books. We frequent the same party places. We subscribe to the same magazines. We listen to the same music. We wear the same clothes, and so on. We make it really hard on ourselves by doing exactly as the world does. But then we naively expect that the result will be different. We expect somehow that it will not affect us as it has affected them. Sin is the ultimate drug. It seems to satisfy the cravings of the old Adam, but it never does. It always leads to a lust for more. God puts it this way. They have, having become calloused, lost all sensitivity, they give themselves over to all kinds of immorality and continually lust for more. As someone once put it, sin is a slave trader, and we are the merchandise. Yes, we all sin, but our text gives us the difference. They have given themselves over to sensuality. They have quit the battle and lost the faint glimmer of sensitivity. Nothing seems wrong anymore. It's like animal behavior. If it feels good, do it. Well, what then for us? Well, we can't leave the world, but we need to heed the words of the text. Put off the old self to be made in the attitude of your minds and put on the new self, created to be like God in truth, righteousness, and holiness. When the world says, feels good, do it, God says no. But they cry, it's natural, and act like animals. But I guess we can't expect much different from those who tell us that we evolved from animals and that our ancestors were apes. Our text speaks about being made new in the attitude of our minds and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. We don't do this to earn heaven. Heaven has already been earned for us when Christ Jesus lived a perfect life and then died on the cross for our sins. We do this because part of, quote, the new attitude of the mind in a Christian is wanting to please God. The world has quit, and they're lost to the devil. We have won and are free because of the payment that Christ made on the tree of the cross. And so we engage in a minute-by-minute battle against the evil side in all of us. To skip chapel, devotions, or your prayers is equivalent to not eating all day. You know what happens if you don't eat all day, or for 2 days, or for a week, as a matter. We wouldn't think of that. And yet, sometimes we do that to our spiritual side. We wouldn't go into the big game, or we wouldn't go into the big race without nourishment. And we can't do battle against evil with a weak and vulnerable faith due to lack of nourishment. Summer vacation is coming. Keep in mind that you will need personally, each of you, to do more to supply your effort to keep nourished. Since you won't have chapel every day, you won't have the classes every day, you won't have your friends around you, and you won't have the profs. They won't be there. So you're going to have to do more. Now, we can't leave the world, but we can fight against it. We can't help but get a little muddy, but we can help wallowing in it. Use the guide that your Savior gave you, that your Savior has made available to you and it never changes. Use the Bible. We can regain and maintain some of that Christian sensitivity God wants us to have. And so we conclude with the first thought of our text, that we no longer live as the unbelievers do, but rather be imitators of Jesus Christ, whose word will give you strength. We close with a very thoughtful singing of hymn number 342, stanza 5. Thank you.